saving money on exterior wall lights. Now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. Thank you for listening to Ascent Radio. My podcast is Ascent-Dental-Solutions. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, a practicing dentist since 1983. I want to give a standout congratulations to Doug Foresta. Stand out and be heard. Doug has been helping me produce these podcasts for the last several months, and he can be reached at Doug Foresta. That's DOUGFORESTA at gmail.com. Today we have what I consider one of the leaders in the industry, Mr. Brett Royal, founder and CEO of Implant Concierge. If you haven't heard about it, you will hear about it in the near future. And Brett's here to talk about the advantages of Implant Concierge, which I've learned firsthand. He established 7 businesses all related to the implementation and utilization of cone beam technology and guided implant surgical services into the dental market. As CEO of Implant Concierge LLC, he's built one of the largest CAD/CAM guided manufacturers in the world while focusing on service, simplicity, and affordability. With no further ado, I'd like to introduce to you Mr. Brett Royal, CEO of Implant Concierge. Brett, thank you so much for taking your valuable time to speak to us and the dentists all across the world about the advantages of guided implant surgery. Give me a little bit of a background about why you started your company and how your company is doing right now.
You bet. Well, first of all, Dr. Coughlin, thank you so much for having me on Ascent Radio and on your podcast. It's truly an honor, and I really am excited to be here. My company was founded originally as a dental imaging center, along with myself and 42 other dentists in San Antonio. And it was right when cone beam CT was coming out. It was pretty new. And the expenses of buying a cone beam CT unit obviously was not a smart economical decision at the time. So myself and a few other dentists here in San Antonio went in as partners and opened a really nice state-of-the-art dental imaging center focused on treatment planning and dental implants. Because of my network of surgeons across Texas, we went from one imaging center to 10 relatively quick within about 3.5 years. And from the very beginning, the cone beam CT was fascinating, but what really got me excited because of my dental implant background was taking the cone beam CT images and creating a virtual surgery and presenting that to the doctor and as well as to the patient to help improve the case acceptance and also just the quality and predictability of dental implant surgery. Over the years, as the business grew and the services were becoming more and more popular, we really needed a way to take our business from local regional dental imaging centers where we provided really robust services to more of a national platform, even a global platform. And that's how Implant Concierge was created, is how can we take what we currently do but provide it to many more dentists across the United States and not just where we're located. And so Implant Concierge was founded on things that we'd already been doing, but putting it online and making it much more simplified and taking all the time away from the doctor to free up the doctor from having to buy software and spend just a ton of time sitting there working with DICOM files, merging, segmentating, and then also doing all the thresholding and just simplifying the process and building a communication tool that allows doctors to work together to make the process very multidisciplinary and also very simple. So that, you know, that's my background, and it's been an amazing growth over the past 10 years. And Implant Concierge is averaging about 3.8 new dentists per day since October of 2014. So it's been a wild ride, but it really matches because I think the services are what many dentists need as they embark upon providing implants for their patients.
Well, I could just digress a little bit that I placed my first implant in 1983. At that time, I scheduled almost 3 hours to place that single tooth implant. Over the next 34 years, I've put in literally thousands of dental implants. And only until the last 5 to 7 years did I realize that because this podcast goes out everywhere to non-clinical people, to clinical people, to the public in general, you may not realize this, but when we first started placing implants, we would drill a hole into the bone and check for the quality and quantity of bone. If it felt dense, if it felt strong, that was a good indication that the implant would be successful. In those pioneering days, I'm happy to say, are gone by the wayside. And today, with cone beam technology and your company's sophistication of software and guided surgery, we can now basically do the surgery virtually before we ever start the treatment on Mr. or Mrs. Smith. The cone beam allows us to check for quality and quantity of bone, height and width of bone. Why don't you take a couple of minutes and explain to our audience some of the advantages and sophistications of using the virtual treatment plan before the actual treatment plan?
You bet. You know, many, many dentists go into a case with a lot of concerns about the anatomy and the amount of bone. We, you know, as you said, the cone beam CT was powerful in finally giving us the bone quality and quantity up front, so at least now we know. But on top of that, now we can go ahead, we can place the implant. It allows us to avoid, you know, challenging anatomical situations, whether it be the sinus or the nerve. We can also place the implant in the ideal restorative position. And really, this is the key, I think, for many dentists, whether you're a specialist or you're a general dentist placing implants. You want to be able to plan and place the implant in the ideal restorative position so at the end of the outcome, you have a tooth. You don't have a crown on top of an implant. And using the software, we can place the implant in the ideal position with using the crown down philosophy, using that restorative crown as our guidelines, and then maximizing the bone to the implant position and size, you know, the length and the width. So that's, the software allows us to do that. Taking the diagnostic cast or the patient's digital dental model and merging it also gives us the soft tissue and so many other parameters to consider while we're placing the implants. Once we have that virtual surgery completed, now we can take it to the next step and take the virtual surgery and utilize that to design a 3D surgical guide that, utilizing CAD/CAM and 3D printers, we can now print a medical-grade surgical guide that can be used that takes our virtual plan and turns it into reality, into for surgery.
I know that we have a wide variety of listeners with a diverse degree of experience. And basically, if you walk us through, from my perspective, we have tooth-supported surgical guides and bone-supported surgical guides. In simple lay terms, some people have no teeth, and we're replacing all of their missing teeth with dental implants. And other people have a wide variety of teeth still present, and we're replacing just a single tooth. Can you explain the process, the procedures, and how Implant Concierge works through the completely edentulous patient? The patient has no teeth at all, so that our listeners get a firm idea of the power of Implant Concierge and the tremendous success rate by following the correct process and procedures.
You bet. And I think if you go to our website, you know, we have these protocols listed out to review and look at, like a step 1 through 5 process. But ultimately, the dentist would simply start the case at Implant Concierge and let us know which teeth are missing. In this situation, all teeth would be missing. And also on another chart, they let us know where they ideally would like to place the implants. Once that's completed, the Implant Concierge is going to give the dentist the exact specifications and rules, the workflow, so to speak, as far as exactly how to do it. You know, the number one step on a fully edentulous patient or someone with no teeth is to have a well-fitting, hard-reline denture. Once we have that denture, we can go ahead and use, they call them x-ray markers, but it's really a 1 millimeter ball, a lead ball, it's on a sticker, and they're actually for mammograms. So we go ahead and we take 6 of these x-ray markers and just stick them randomly to the patient's denture. At that point, utilizing the doctor's cone beam CT scanner, we'll go ahead and scan the denture with these x-ray markers on them, and then we'll very carefully take the denture and position it near the patient's mouth. While the patient is wearing it, they're also given a CBCT scan. So essentially, the patient was scanned one time with a cone beam CT unit, and the denture was exposed twice. Once those two scans are taken, it's generated a file called DICOM. That's what cone beam CT generates, is the DICOM files. Both of those data sets or DICOM files are uploaded directly into Implant Concierge's HIPAA-compliant communication portal. So they'll go and upload us the files. Once we have those, it's a matter of utilizing software to merge them back together, and then using a tool called thresholding, we can literally threshold the difference and create the soft tissue model. And from there, once we have that soft tissue model, we can pretty much do anything we would like to do, and we utilize the denture, the soft tissue model, and the bone to meet with the dentist to finalize the final positioning during that virtual implant planning or VIP session. It really is magical how simple it's become over the years. This used to be a very time-consuming and also very expensive process for a fully dentulous patient. Now, a fully dentulous patient is one of our easiest cases that we can do, believe it or not. It's come a long way in a matter of 2 or 3 years, saving the patient weeks of waiting for the diagnostic tools and treatment planning to be completed, as well as a ton of costs that can now be minimized from not having to create really expensive scanning appliances. So this dual scan protocol using the x-ray markers along with the patient's denture is just a wonderful advancement for the patient and for the dentist. You know, once that meeting is done, Dr. Coughlin, at that point, we go ahead and we build a surgical guide that matches the intaglial surface of the denture so it fits just like the patient's denture did. And then at that point, the dentist can go ahead and do a very efficient surgery.
And just for our listeners out there, these little millimeter micro dots or mammillary dots for radio opacities, you can order these through your local surgical supply house, or I believe Implant Concierge can also order these radio opaque dots also. Another quick for individuals are, make sure when Brett explained to you, you're better off taking the denture with the diagnostic radio opaque dots and scan that first, then put it in the mouth, rather than vice versa, because once that prosthesis is put in the mouth, sometimes the saliva and moisture can loosen up those radio opacities, and you'd like to keep them in the same place. Am I correct on that, Brett?
Yeah, that's a great tip. And so step number one definitely would be to scan the denture out of the mouth first with the markers and then carefully put it into the mouth. You know, as far as the purchasing location, you can, if you just type in 1 millimeter x-ray markers, you'll have a whole plethora of medical supply companies. Or if you buy them from Implant Concierge, we've created a little package where you get a box of 110 of these markers for $40, which includes shipping, as well as the protocol sheet, as well as a little sponge, because you want to position the denture on top of a sponge or foam on top of your CBCT scanner. So it's almost like a little scanning kit for your dental assistants to follow along. Very precisely. So it's a little bit technique sensitive when it comes to the taking the cone beam CT X-ray. So having these protocol sheets right there for the dental assistants who will be taking the X-ray is very helpful to avoid any issues or, you know, poor scan quality.
Brett, can you talk a little bit now about the patient who's dentate, someone who has a multiple number of teeth, but may need 1, 2, 3, or 4 additional teeth replaced and the sequence on that?
You bet, Dr. Coughlin. You know, doing providing a surgical guide for a patient that currently has teeth or what we consider a partially dentate patient is also extremely simple. And it really depends, the workflow depends upon the technology that the dentist currently owns. So once again, you start the case at implant concierge and then follow the protocols. The first thing that we'll need is to take a cone beam CT scan of the patient. And now what's nice about this is that no scanning appliance is necessary or a radiopaque template or a special bite guard. Nothing is really required. All we want is a simple separation using cotton rolls of the upper and lower maxillary mandible teeth. Once you have a simple separation, sometimes people will even use a bite stick and lay it across the occlusion table just to create a little bit of separation. At that point, once you have the separation of the teeth, go ahead and take a CBCT scan. So there now we have our DICOM. You directly upload that into Implant Concierge. And then if the dentist does not own a digital impression technology, then they'll go ahead and take an alginate impression and then pour up a really nice, accurate diagnostic cast and then ship us the diagnostic cast. Once we receive the diagnostic cast, we're going to go ahead and digitize it using an optical scanner and create a digital file of that diagnostic cast. And then we turn that digital file into what we call a .stl. Now, if the dentist owns a intraoral scanning unit or digital impression unit, that's wonderful because the dentist can take a quick impression of the arch of interest and upload the STL file directly into Implant Concierge. And within minutes, Implant Concierge will have the DICOM of the CBCT as well as the digital impression. And then we're off to the races of merging and planning the case of the dentist. So it's either, you know, it's a cone beam CT plus a diagnostic cast, or if you have a digital impression, take a digital impression and upload that directly to Implant Concierge. So the workflow for partially is very simple.
I know all of this information is on your exquisite website, but if the patient is partially edentulous and has a good fitting partial or removable partial prosthesis, do you want that partial in there when you do the cone beam, or would you prefer that that be out of the mouth?
That is a great question, and a lot of dentists, you know, they make the mistake. You do not want to have the partial in the mouth when taking a cone beam CT scan. And the reasoning makes a lot of sense. You know, cone beam CT scan does not like metal, and most partials have some type of metal framework built within or the clasp. So those clasps create all kinds of scatter or what some people call noise on the cone beam CT. So when you scan the patient, make sure everything's removed from the mouth. However, that RPD or the removable partial denture is so valuable for us for planning. So whenever you send in your diagnostic cast, if the patient has an RPD, go ahead and take a second impression, what we call a pickup impression of the patient wearing their RPD, and send that in also. So now we have two diagnostic casts, one of the patient with their missing teeth, and then one of the patient wearing their actual RPD, because that gives us the actual reality or the actual positions of the restorative teeth of where you like them to have them. And once we know where the restorative teeth are at and we know the bone, we can do amazing treatment planning that's extremely accurate, once again, using that crown down philosophy. So the RPD is a very useful tool.
And am I correct, if the patient doesn't have a removable prosthesis, you'd advocate a diagnostic wax-up? So you'd send the impressions, or I should say the poured accurate models of the edentulous area, and then you would do a diagnostic wax-up so that we're helping you where we want the occlusal plane, path of insertion, the emergence profile, et cetera, et cetera. Am I correct on that?
That is correct. And this becomes a situation where you kind of have to make some decisions. if we're only missing one or two teeth, you know, my team, you know, they're very well trained. They're all dental assistants and also lab technicians. We know where teeth belong, so we can virtually place a tooth in the right position to give us that crown down philosophy. However, if you're missing a long span of bridge of teeth, maybe like, say, 3+ teeth in a row, maybe 4 teeth in a row, then it's really powerful if the dentist will send us, I want the teeth to be in this exact position. So a lot of dentists, what they'll do is they'll go ahead and do a quick wax up in their lab or hire their lab create a wax up and send us that diagnostic cast with a wax up on it as well. If the dentist does not want to do a traditional wax up, that's not a problem. We have some very powerful software where you can send us the diagnostic cast as well as of the upper and the lower and the bite registration. And what we'll do is we will virtually merge those files together. And we'll do a virtual articulation, and then we'll create a virtual wax up that's going to be extremely accurate, just like your lab would do on the bench with the articulator. So it is actually a huge advantage if the dentist does send us a wax up, because that way we can make sure we use the crown down philosophy. And having the doctor's wax up is always going to be superior versus someone else's, because you guys know exactly where you want that tooth.
Well, Mr. Royal, I cannot explain as our listeners know, listening to me for several months now doing these podcasts, I only endorse companies that I believe, like, and trust in. And my association with your company, what has just been to me over the top is the care, the service, and the ability to want to train us to provide a better care and better service for our patients. Brett, can you tell us your website and how the doctors are listening can get in touch with you to ask additional questions or order from you to get started with Implant Concierge?
You bet, Dr. Coughlin. You know, I just want to say once again, thanks for having me. I also want to say my whole vision, my whole goal is to make guided surgery, because I think it's so powerful and so wonderful, as simple and affordable as possible. So that's where everything we're based upon. And we use, I think we're one of the few companies out there that actually provides this level of service and support. So I'd love to give you my contact information so that way, you know, your listeners, if they want true service and a guided surgical company, I hope they give us a call. We can help them out to provide that predictable solution that they're looking for, as well as the confidence. So our number is 866-977-2228. And the website address is www.implantconcierge.com. The easiest way is to call us. Someone will jump on your computer with you, give you all the protocols, and even we'll even review your cone beam CT scans before you upload them to make sure that they're of great quality and the scan correctly. So whatever we can do to help out, we'd love to be there for you.
Mr. Royal, thank you very much. And I know your company is going to go nothing but straight up, the service, the care, the expertise over the top. I know how busy you are. I can't thank you enough for taking your time. You've been listening to Ascent Radio. Again, a shout out to Stand Out and Be Heard by Mr. Doug Foresta, who's producing these podcasts. A special thanks to him and Doug Foresta. That's DougForesta at gmail.com. If you're interested in podcasts and the power that it can provide for education and knowledge. You've been listening to Ascent Radio. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and you can contact me at ascent-dental-solutions with a focus on education, training, development, and knowledge. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to talking to you in the near future.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.